Welcome to Weekly Update with State Representative Martin Causer of the 67th Legislative District in McKean, Potter, and Cameron Counties. Representative Causer, welcome to another report to your constituents. We'd like to begin this week by talking about your most recent Senior Expo, and I understand you have another one coming up. What happened at the last one?
Well, our Senior Citizen Expo in Kane was a huge success. I want to thank all the senior citizens, their family members, caregivers, who came out to the expo last Friday. I hope that it was informative and certainly enjoyable for everyone. Special thanks to our sponsors and to the exhibitors who took time out of their day to participate, and certainly to my staff for all their work in putting this event together. And it's all about providing very valuable information to senior citizens and their family members and caregivers regarding programs that are available for seniors. We have one more expo coming up this year. It's going to be held on Friday, October 10th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Rowlett Fire Hall in Potter County. So one more opportunity to come out to the Senior Expo.
The next thing we'd like to talk about, Representative, is an opportunity that you had to work with the Cameron County Conservation District. I understand you had a little bit of a tour you got to go on. What was this about, and what did you learn?
Well, I want to thank the Cameron County Conservation District for hosting a tour this week of their Sterling Run watershed. We were up in the area of May Hollow touring a number of their passive treatment systems for clearing acid mine drainage from the streams. The Cameron County Conservation District and all their partners have been working on treating acid mine drainage in Cameron County for many years. It's always great to get out in the field and see how funding is being utilized for purposes such as this to clean our streams. And it was some really great information that was presented. We were joined by representatives from the Pennsylvania Department of Environmental Protection, the Pennsylvania Fish and Boat Commission, and the Western Pennsylvania Conservancy. And again, I was glad to participate, and I want to thank the Cameron County Conservation District for all their work.
I understand that Counterport Borough has also been recognized. What did they get recognized for?
Well, the Counterport Borough was received some much-deserved recognition recently, as it was named Heritage Community of the Year by the PA Route 6 Alliance. Jill Gresh from my Kane office presented a citation of congratulations from the House of Representatives on my behalf at the award ceremony. Shelley Butler of my Countersport office was on the receiving end of the award as the president of the Countersport Area Chamber of Commerce. And I want to congratulate all the borough officials, the chamber members, volunteers, and community leaders who certainly make Countersport a great place to live and visit.
There is a scholarship opportunity available for students associated with the America 250 movement. What is this all about, and how can students apply?
Well, America 250 PA is the state's commission charged with helping to celebrate the nation's 250th anniversary that'll be coming up next year. America 250 PA announced that it is now accepting applications for its semi-quincentennial scholarship program. The organization plans to award $250,000 in scholarships. That's $10,000 each to 25 deserving students attending Pennsylvania colleges and universities in the 26-27 academic year. A dozen of those scholarships will go to students attending a Pennsylvania community college, while the remainder will go to students attending any Pennsylvania post-secondary college or university. And there's more information available at their website at america250pa.org.
And finally, Representative, we have to recognize the month that we're in. September is Suicide Prevention Awareness Month. What is being done here to highlight this?
Well, September is Suicide Prevention Awareness Month, and it's a time to remember and honor those lost to suicide and to try and save lives by educating ourselves about the signs of suicide. Certainly, if you or someone you know is in imminent danger of self-harm, it's important to immediately call 911. Help is also available by calling 988 to connect with the Suicide and Crisis Lifeline that's available 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. And there's more information about Suicide Prevention Awareness Month at the website preventsuicidepa.org.
Representative Causer, thank you for this informative report to your constituents, and tune in for another weekly update with State Representative Martin Causer.